This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The president of the University of Arizona in Tucson, Robert Robbins, apologized in a statement for comments he made to Native American students. This after a group of Native students issued a letter this week to the university community, asking the president for a formal apology and other actions to be made by the college. The letter states on October 3rd, Robbins unexpectedly joined their class and made insensitive remarks. The students say Robbins said to the class not to pull an Elizabeth Warren in reference to the Massachusetts senator's Native American heritage controversy, then proceeded to tell the class how he took a DNA test to prove his Cherokee ancestry, and went on to make other insensitive remarks. Two students met with the president on October 15th, the letter states, where they informed him the actions negatively impacted the students, and they requested a formal apology. A statement from the president said he extends his sincerest apology for his comments and their impacts. The statement goes on to say Robbins will meet with more students who were in the class. The Native students issued the letter after they say they received a lack of follow-up by the university, which they say reflects a larger systemic issue of Native voices being overlooked. They're calling on the university for other solutions, including a position on the president's leadership team to reflect the interests of the Native community. Navajo Nation leaders are raising concerns over Tuesday's special election in San Juan County, Utah. Proposition 10 asks voters to determine if a study committee should be appointed to consider and possibly recommend a change in San Juan County's form of government. Navajo leaders believe it's an attempt to undermine Navajo voters. Last year, Navajo people for the first time were elected to two positions on the three-member county commission, which was contentious and included a legal battle. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says San Juan County has a long history of undermining Navajo voters and says the proposition aims to undermine the election and Navajo voices. Joe Lyman, the mayor of Blanding, started the petition for the proposition. He said the ballot question has nothing to do with the county commission's Native American majority, the Salt Lake Tribune reports. If passed, it begins the process of changing the government, recommending expanding the size of the three-member county commission. Canada's new government needs to make safe drinking water for First Nations communities a priority. That's the message from the advocacy group Chiefs of Ontario and Human Rights Watch. Trudeau's Liberal government promised to list all First Nations drinking water advisories by spring 2021. Nearly 60 advisories remain. Chiefs of Ontario Environment Director Kathleen Padulo says the drinking water crisis is emblematic of the need to include Indigenous people in discussions about solutions from the beginning.
We have seen some progress, but it's not just as simple as ensuring that there's more funding. We also need to ensure that we do have legislation standards in place and that there's training, awareness. It's a whole package that needs to come together, and that, more importantly, that First Nations are in control.
She's hopeful Canada's recent election opens new opportunities for the federal government to provide better consultation with Indigenous people. Nevada tribes say the state deleted a document from the web with information about a sacred site. The Reno Gazette reports the state's Natural Resources Department removed it over concerns of vandalism and looting, but tribes say they were not consulted, and the area known as Swamp Cedars is sacred. The state is seeking to pump water from there to Las Vegas. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. What AARP does might surprise you, like sponsoring the National American Indian Housing Council Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, December 9th and 10th. Information at aarp.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.